Salon chats with Rhea are so empowering. We discuss salon experiences, beauty, fashion, self-love, and so much more. So tell me, what's on your mind? Hey beauties, welcome to Salon Chats with Rhea. I'm Rhea, owner of Rhea Hair and Beauty Bar. Today's topic is what traits I look for when hiring a professional artist. I have a few traits that stand out to me, which are responsible, teamwork, skill set, cleanliness, positive attitude, communication skill, integrity, and someone that's humble and overall professional. I'm going to break down the traits I mentioned to give you a better understanding. We are currently hiring, so please feel free to share this episode with a beauty professional. You are responsible for your career, and what you wish to leave as your legacy is up to you. But I do expect for every artist to be professional. I define professional as having a system in place. For example, as I shared in my second episode, Consultation in Retail, I arrive before my client. I set the tone for how my day is going to go. That one step in my system is set in place to help me provide the best experience for every client. At Rhea Hair and Beauty Bar, we are a team. I have been blessed to work in environments where we respect one another and teamwork was a priority. I could always ask for help or learn from my colleagues. This was appreciated because in my career, I didn't have a mentor, but I understand the importance of a mentor now. I'm in the process of creating a mentorship for artists to help advance their career and build an artist network. Being eager to learn will expand your career and skill set. Be passionate about your gift. No one knows everything, and being open to learn can help you advance your speed and perfection or create a special skill. Continued education is motivation. Learning how to use a new tool that can help you achieve an even-heated curl, which in turn gives your client healthy results, is intriguing to me. And it excites your clients as well. When you come back excited about a skill set that is beneficial to them and making their beauty regimen fit their lifestyle. Cleanliness is required and expected because sanitation is the first skill we learn in cosmetology school. So anything less than spotless is a no-go. Think of a time where you go into a business and rather stand for hours than sit in the chair. Yuck. This devalues everything about the experience. As an artist, my mindset is everything. I need certain things, and a positive attitude is one of them. I can't stress this one enough. Your attitude reflects your mindset, and as a creator, your mindset needs to flow with creativity. Now, don't get me wrong. We all have had our moments and maybe a difficult client. But in my mentor program, I explain the importance of choosing and retaining your ideal clientele. Communication is the key to success. My brand was created to enhance the beauty of women, creating a beauty regimen for your lifestyle. If the correct questions are asked during your consultation, your experience and home regimen will reflect that. Integrity is defined as quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. The client's experience revolves around your honesty. No one likes to be taken advantage of, so respect your client and always be honest and give your professional advice. It's okay to say no. Trust me, they will thank you later. As a team, integrity is defined as the state of being whole and undivided. Your coworkers should be able to trust you. So much goes into integrity. This one trait alone holds so much value and will carry your career to the next level. Be yourself. Be humble. Be willing to be a part of a team. There is always something you can learn from someone. When I attended cosmetology school, booth rent was the option we were taught. I didn't know anything else. This was the business model, and paying booth rent meant you have arrived in your career. But I learned this isn't the case. Throughout my career, my mindset has changed. I have experienced corporate and independent artist positions in the beauty industry. You learn to be the judge of your success. Your journey is different from the next artist. Don't get so hung up on what society says is successful. You are the role model of your success. Trust me, you will be surprised at who's watching. Today's beauty tip. You have a purpose and your plan should be a reflection of your purpose. Choose a salon home that best suits you and God's plan. Like it says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Please feel free to follow me on social media at Rhea Hair Beauty. Thanks for being a part of Salon Chats with Rhea. Make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, rate, review, and just like you would your favorite beauty expert, make sure to refer a friend. Until next time, stay beautiful.